Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to go back to 2017 if we could for a second. Your last time going to KC, you guys went into that game. You were on a three-game losing streak, and things were looking pretty ugly during that time. Tell me a little bit about what you remember about that week heading into that game against Kansas City and getting that win that sort of got that season back on track the year that you guys ended the playoff drought.
For us on defense, it was about finding any way we can just to stop the bleeding. You know, it was a three-game losing streak. We weren't playing our best football, and we were going on the road to Kansas City, who had a high-powered offense because they had Tyreek and they had Alex Smith at quarterback. And so for us, it was about finding ways to just contain him, just because we knew that's lightning in a bottle. He can, you know, blow any top off of a defense. We see him this year catch for 200 yards. So it was just – that was our main focus, is how can we get back on track as a defense and get back to playing Buffalo Bills football. So for us on the road, it was about just answering that call. I think Coach McDermott did a great job of challenging us, because he knew what we were going to be faced with. We were going to get hit with the same things that have been, you know, what we were losing with, those hawk runs, downhill runs. And so for us up front, that challenge was all about stopping the run, figuring out ways to make the Chiefs one-dimensional and making them play behind the sticks. So that way their situational football would be second and eight, second and nine, not second and six. So I think that was our main focal point as a room. It wasn't about the future. It was just about that one game and how we can just really just break down that game and get back to playing Bills ball.
Sean had made a change at quarterback that did not work out. You know, he went to Nathan and he went right back to Tyrod. To his credit, he owned up to it. He acknowledged that it may have been an error or a mistake. What did you learn about your head coach and his leadership in that week and in the bigger sense? Because maybe, you know, some guys wouldn't have been so quick to admit a wrongdoing, and he did. And, you know, like I said, that win really got you guys going right back on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, what we learned the most is that, you know, our head coach is human. And when it's all said and done, he doesn't mind, you know, owning up to, you know, a fault or a mistake and saying, you know, that was on me, guys. You know, let's focus on the next one and let's move forward. And I think for us as a team, as us as men, you know, you respect that. You respect when someone can say, hey, that's my bad. That's my fault. You know, let's try to move past this and move forward. And I think that's all we could do. I mean, we buried that game. That Chargers game was something that, you know, no one wanted to think about after that long 5-hour flight back home. So it's just, how can we move past this? And the best way we can do it was to go out there, get a win, get that nasty taste out of our mouth. And so when Coach puts it like that, you know, that gets everybody riled up. You know, we're ready to go back out there and prove that, you know, that wasn't us. We're not that team that everybody saw. And, you know, that wasn't necessarily his fault, because, you know, when you're playing football, not one position can win a game. This isn't basketball or anything like that. That falls on all of us, you know, all phases. So I think we understood that. We respect him for taking on this, but at the same time, you know, all three phases, we got to back him up. We got to back him in that decision when he does make any position change. We got to be the group. We got to be the force that say, you know, Coach is right, and we're going to go out there and show the nation that he's right.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Yep, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Matt Fairburn here. You know, for years, people would talk about you guys, you know, trying to win one or get to the playoffs for Kyle, or try to win one for a guy like Lorenzo. Now you're kind of that guy. You're the older guy that people are talking about in that way. What does that feel like? I'm curious what that transition's been like, what it's like for you to kind of be that older Kyle Williams type in the room.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. I like the respect because I'm still not the oldest guy in the building, but it's great to have the respect. And, you know, like I tell the guys, you know, you're not winning a playoff game for me, winning for yourself, because, you know, I've been in this business 11 years and I've never been in this situation. So you don't know when's the next time you're going to be sitting in this. You know, what Jim Kelly and what Thurman and Bruce and those guys did, Andre, and what we get to see and get reminded of every time we walk in this building, that takes a special group, you know. So for us, and I let those guys know it, man, you know, let's go out there, let's play for you, play for me, play for the guy next to you, and so on, because we all want the hardware. There's so many men who played, who've been in this business, who have busted their asses to get in the NFL that don't have any hardware to show for it. So take advantage of this opportunity, enjoy the moment, because you never know when it'll come back. So I think the guys are embracing that. You know, we used to use that old mantra, oh, we want to win it for Zoe or win it for Kyle, and believe me, guys wanted to do that, but I think now the focus has shifted. It's a little bit more selfish. You want to win it for yourself. You want to feel that confetti fall from the sky. You know, you want to be able to host that trophy up. You want to be able to bring a banner into your office, into your building, and say, I was a part of that team. So I think guys are thinking like that. That's why our play level has picked up in the playoffs. I think that's why, you know, the attention to detail around the building, you know, is at an all-time high, because we understand what's at stake. And to be two games away, man, it's almost like a dream come true.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I know a lot of people used to be the fun joke of Jerry versus Gary, and, you know, Gary doesn't come out as often. And when I talked to Lee Smith, he said, you've gotten better at tucking Gary away ever since you had your daughter. How has becoming a dad and a dad to your little girl kind of changed your outlook, I guess, in that regard?
Yeah, man. You know, when you have kids, you start to really watch how they watch you. I'll say that. And my son is probably the biggest Buffalo Bills fan. So he's watching all the games. He's, you know, before I leave, he's telling me I got to get a touchdown. I got to make him proud, find a way to make an impact on the game. So, you know, whenever you got the 4-year-old at home who's locked in like that to you, you know, you want to make him proud. You know, you don't want to be, you know, you just don't want to put anything bad out there. And I will say, for guys who have kids, they certainly understand that. You know, you got a new set of eyes on you. It's a different feeling being a dad. You certainly love it. You embrace it, and you love the smiles that, you know, you get to bring when you come home.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, this is Pat Freeman from 105.5 The Beat. How you doing?
Doing well, Pat. How's it going, man?
All right. Hey, I want to ask you about your twin. How's your father doing, and how challenging has this year been? Because you spend a lot of time after the game in the stadium with family and friends. How difficult has this year been with the pandemic and the challenges that go along with it?
Yeah, my pops and everybody back in Texas is doing great. I think it's been so hard not being able to see your family after the games, and not seeing them, you know, in their certain spot during the games. It's been tough, man. I mean, honestly, just mentally, just exhausting, just because, especially from my point of view, my son is the biggest fan. So he wants to be at the game. You know, he's telling me he sees people in the stands, and why can't he go to the game? And so I have to explain to a 4-year-old the whole COVID situation and what's going on in our nation. It's just been mentally exhausting, because he doesn't get it. And every week he wants to come, he wants to cheer, he wants to be a part of the mafia and the fun. And so for my wife and my family, man, that's probably been the toughest part, because that's my support group. You know, those are the ones who I look up to before I run off on the field. I check them out, you know, make sure they're enjoying the game. They don't know it, but, you know, they're having fun. So it just gives me that little peace of mind to kind of reset my thinking. I go back out there and try to tear someone's head off and show them some fun time.
Luck to you on Sunday. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Thank you, Pat.
Hey, Jerry. We were talking to Micah yesterday, and he said, you know, going from prepping for Lamar Jackson to Patrick Mahomes is like two opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, from your perspective on the line, what's different about it, and what challenges specifically does Patrick present?
the differences is probably just be in their athletic ability. Lamar runs the ball really well. And, you know, so whenever you got a quarterback out there who can run the ball, you know, that well and be quick and agile, you kind of got to always be alert for him. With Pat, it's a different story just because his arm is so strong. So even when he's scrambling, he's just extending plays. He's buying time for a receiver to get open. So as a defensive lineman, you got to keep that in mind. And you really got to be trying to figure out ways to get to him quicker and just get to him as fast as possible. And so just because, you know, by him scrambling, it's not like he's looking to run to, you know, gain 20 yards. Somebody back there behind us, he's got his eye on it. He's trying to, you know, figure out a way to make this a huge play, you know, make this a 60, 70 yard play. So, and that's what we try to prevent, is those kind of big plays. So we understand that with him, it's more so he's looking to take that big shot down the field. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thankfully, Leslie Frazier doesn't go this coaching cycle without a head coaching interview. I know you probably wouldn't want to lose him. I know how much he means to you, but it seems like he's in the running there in Houston. I mean, what would you tell Houston if they asked you what they'd get with Leslie Frazier?
Man, you're going to get a great guy. You're going to get a fantastic coach, someone who is going to make everybody in that building better. And I think when you hire someone as your coach, that's probably the most important key, is how can you impact everyone around you. And Coach Frazier just done a fantastic job of just not only getting us ready on the defensive side, but just making sure that we're locked into all of our clues and details. You know, he's played football before, so he understands what it's like to be us in the room, watching film, you know, getting notes from our coaches and, you know, learning throughout the week about how that plan is going to be. And so he's able to kind of break it down to a player that, you know, a lot of coaches can't, just because he's been in our position. So we understand that a lot of our success is helping him out. So we're going to continue to go out there and be successful, but we don't want to see him go. We know it'll be great for him, but we don't want to see him go.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, talking about your son, he looked like he dealt with his corona test a lot better than probably all of us did. He was happy.
Oh, man. He's a tough kid. He probably takes that after his mom with the toughness, but he knew he had to take one test to get into a football game. Nothing was going to stop him from getting into that football game.
Yeah, he was like, I got to be there. Just a quick question. A lot of the experts are just picking, you know, pretty much Kansas City to take this one. I saw Stephon Diggs tweet like, man, why the experts just, they don't want to see us win. Jordan Poyer yesterday said like, no one gives us a chance, but it's like you guys thrive in that underdog role. Why do you feel like, you know, why that works for you, thriving in that underdog role? And then two, just, it's not like a lot of people want to see the Bills on top.
No. I think just my tenure here, I think a lot of people are afraid of coming back to Buffalo. I think they don't want to come back because they know they're going to have a good time. The people here, the food here, you know, the atmosphere, that those experts that are so worried about, you know, us winning games, they try to put us on the back burner so they don't want to have to come back to this amazing city and sit back, watch us play and enjoy everything and then, you know, be proven wrong. But for me, that's been the way experts have always viewed the Buffalo Bills. You know, they write us off, and I think that's perfect. Like I told the guys last week when Deion did his spiel about how we're going to give up points and we don't play defense in Buffalo, these guys don't watch us. They don't know anything about us. They just want to see what they want to see. So they think Kansas City is the top dog, and that's fine. Let them have all that talk. Let them take up all the airways, you know, pumping up Pat Mahomes, pumping up Kelce, pumping up Tyreek Hill. And, you know, those guys are great players, so you can pump them up. But, you know, once it comes time for Sunday and the Bills Mafia knows who's coming out there to play some football, and it's us. You know, we pin our ears back and we get after you. We get after you for four quarters, and that's just how we go. So we like that the experts, you know, don't respect us, don't want to acknowledge us, don't want to give us credit. That's fine. We'll just keep punching people in the mouth until we get that credit, and that's just how we're going to be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.